life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
Jobless claims up a little bit last week. Correspondent Chris Barnes with details.
The Labor Department says 244,000 Americans filed initial jobless claims last week, 10,000 more than the week before, when economists had predicted a slight drop in the first-time claims last week. Orders for durable goods are the highest in 3 years. The Commerce Department says the orders for long-lasting products jumped 6.5% in June, well above predictions, though orders to aviation giant Boeing accounted for most of the gain by itself. And the Commerce Department says exports of U.S. made products were up nearly 1.5% last month, which helped narrow the trade deficit. I'm Chris Barnes.
The head of Amazon has knocked off Bill Gates, at least as the world's richest man. Jeff Bezos, now the richest person for the first time today, according to Forbes. The Amazon CEO worth more than $90 billion after a surge in shares of Amazon trading. Bill Gates, he's just worth $89 billion. The Microsoft founder had been number one since 2013. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
We pretty much cried our eyes out last night and our heads hurt, and then we kind of passed out. Woke up really early, just like running on a few hours of sleep, but trying to cope it and try to get over it, but we are truly traumatized.
That is Brittany Neal, a teenage girl who was standing in line right next to the ride at the Ohio State Fair that broke apart, killing one man and injuring seven others.
Well, the ride was going as normal, and then all of a sudden you see people flying out, and then the guy hit the emergency stop button, which then made the seat fly off, and the other people flew off as well.
Ohio Governor John Kasich appeared at the scene of the accident today, saying the midway will remain closed while the rest of the fair is open. Kasich promised a deep and thorough investigation. The European Union threatening the United States if they go ahead with Congress's plans to place sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea.
EU officials say the sanctions targeting Russia, Iran, and North Korea would have an economic impact on Europe as well, and there will be countermeasures. One possibility is the European Union will declare the U.S. law invalid in European Union countries. Another is to stop European banks from financing U.S. companies. The sanctions package, when approved by Congress, is expected to be signed by President Trump.
Prosecutors in Ohio have charged an Akron man with a pair of deadly arsons. Summit County Prosecutor's Office says 58-year-old Charlie Ford is charged with aggravated arson and aggravated murder. He's accused of setting a neighbor's house on fire, killing seven people, and another fire that left two dead. USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, a service of RenegadeRiver.com. Well, it's not a silo, but my measly mug.
Oh, I'd be embarrassed if I brought that to the station.
It's got coffee in it.
Not much. That's like a teaspoon. Folks, we've got a gigantic show today, but let me begin with some introductions. Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski, my co-hosts. At about 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to have former Michigan State Supreme Court Justice Robert Young Jr., and then thereafter we'll have the current Speaker of the House, both one after another. But before we get into that, listen, folks, it sounds like the swamp is deeper, not shallower. I'm watching the unraveling or the raveling or whatever it is on the never-ending Obamacare, etc. Miles, what say you? What's your interpretation of what we're all trying to figure out?
Well, you know, the good thing is that OJ's coming up for parole. And speaking of crooks, apparently the Republicans can vote for Obamacare as long as Obama's in the White House, but apparently they don't have it when they got somebody who might actually sign it. So sounds like we got a whole bunch of crooks and not a whole lot of politicians going on.
I got to tell you, I think probably you and I don't entirely agree on this, but only because of the math. When I look at it, you've got five or so plus or minus wayward Republicans. When I look at the states that they come from, for instance, the state of Maine with Collins, and then you've got that nitwit from Nevada. If you look at their idea of Republicanism versus the Webster's Dictionary definition of Republicanism, there's some miles in between. And so it's not surprising to me when I look at those four or five people that they're a wee bit squishy. But listen, I have to be candid with both of you folks and everyone listening on this point. If I were a senator, I would be conflicted on this. And I tell you that most honestly, because on one hand, I get the idea. I understand what President Trump is trying to do with what I consider to be Obamacare light or Marxist light, frankly. I think that, in fact, I went on a little rant last week on this topic. The government has no business being involved in health care. Not some business, not a lot, but not that much. It has zero business in it. And the only thing that it's been able to achieve since 1965 is to drive the cost of health care through the roof. So in their drive to come up with something affordable for people that can't afford it, they've made it so nobody can afford it. $10 Band-Aids, folks. Get government out. So my point with that little short rant there is if I were a senator and I were forced to vote for this that, frankly, I don't personally believe in. I can't endorse it as something that makes sense because it just doesn't. Does it get rid of Obamacare? Okay. But when the rubber meets the road, it just wasn't different enough for me. So having it crash and burn, McConnell, who I don't often agree with, said, let's let Obamacare die on its own. I thought, jeepers, that's the first time I think I've ever agreed with that particular fella. Ludwig, where are you on it?
My problem is that they didn't vote for the bill. Is that you got senators now speaking out that they won't vote for the full repeal.
There's four or five of them, but they're the same people we're talking about.
But they voted to repeal it, like Miles said, when Obama was in. now that it can actually happen, they won't. That, to me, is a lie to their constituents.
But listen, but that's exactly the problem, and it's just some background, folks. Miles and I and Ludwig, we've been debating this since last week. The problem that I have with it, and I get your point, I agree with you both, where we differ is that the constituency in those folks' states will re-elect those nitwits. They just will, and overwhelmingly, by
so
the way.
So why not vote to repeal it? If they're gonna get that was my question
the other day. That's where you're wrong. The people in Nevada, the average person, I get Miles's point, by the way, okay, but when you look at what is the political ideology in average, the folks in Maine and in Nevada, they don't agree with us on this. They want some Guberman help. They want it. They don't get that it's government that costs $10 per Band-Aid with an 87% administration
fee. So you think those senators ran in their states without saying they're going to repeal Obamacare?
They ran as moderates.
They said they will not repeal Obamacare.
I don't know what they said, but I'm telling you they ran as moderates, especially Collins. She's no more a moderate than Obama is. She's off on the left side. And those folks keep electing that nitwit. Go ahead, Miles.
I would say this. You and I both had jobs out in the private sector where we were the leaders of a certain group of people. And at the end of the day, even though the people under us screwed up, we still had to go up to our respective people and fall on our swords because it was our responsibility. Regardless of what the people were doing underneath us, it was still, at the end of the day, our responsibility. This is why I still lay blame on the Republican Party. At the end of the day, it's Mitch O'Connell's job. I don't care if you got a bunch of squishy, milky toast senators, one or two, it doesn't matter. I've led teams of people offshore, onshore, and at the end of the day, when I went back to the board, it was still my responsibility. I couldn't stand up there and go, well, you know, I got this milky toast programmer out there, and he just won't do his job.
I love it. Here's the problem with it, okay? Politics doesn't like that. You're looking at an aggregate of what a constituency wants. And listen, it's the question that I've asked a lot of candidates on this show when they're running for all kinds of different offices over the last 5 years. I've asked every single one of them, and we're going to hear me ask again in just a little while. When you're there voting, do you vote your conscience or do you vote what your constituents want you to vote? And that's a big deal. It's a big question because it really goes to the only angst that the three of us have ever had on this. You take that lady from Maine, Collins, those folks in Maine, they want Marxist care. They just do. So does McConnell whip her, or does he have an effect on her constituency? What does he do in that circumstance?
But she voted.
That's his job, though. He's the leader.
I get it, but listen, he can't, short of him taking a bully pulpit and going to Maine and trying to convince a whole bunch of people that Marxism doesn't work, after 8 years of watching it not work, after watching the Soviet Union fail and watching China trying to change boats, folks still don't get it. Socialism, I say Marxism because I keep wanting to do the dictionary. Socialism, folks, doesn't work. It isn't
so, Mike.
Go ahead. But they believe it.
I agree. We agree that nobody wants to replace Obamacare.
Right.
But then you tell me, what is the function of the House whip and the Senate whip in the state of Michigan?
Those folks, and we're going to ask the Speaker of the House, we'll ask him shortly on that topic, about 20 minutes to the hour coming up. I agree with you, by the way. And listen, even on a second district level, my job in many cases is to whip votes within the delegations that show up to the caucuses and the conventions for various things. And by the way, on that note, folks, being quite candid with you, when I'm asked to do something I don't believe in, whether it's a candidate or a cause, and they're saying, please whip these votes, you know what I do? I don't. I sit on my hands. You whip them. I'm not doing it. And if I really disagree with it, then I whip the opposite direction because I steer my conscience. But that's why it's an important question. McConnell, whether he likes it or not, the math says he wants a Republican to come from Maine and Nevada. That's what he wants because he understands that without a majority, we don't even get to have this debate.
What about the one in Alaska, though? Everybody forgetting about that person. And they're not milky toast.
No, they're probably like me. They're saying, I don't want any of it. I don't know that person.
Lisa Murkowski is as milky toast as the day is long.
Is she like Collins, the other socialist Republican?
I'm saying the people up there aren't, though.
Yeah.
Well, but the people elect her.
She said, "I'll vote to repeal Obamacare."
But the folks will re-elect her
either
over
way.
And over.
So why isn't she voting to repeal it?
Maybe because she's one of them, and I don't know why.
If they don't pay attention either way, which has always been your debate, then why not repeal it? Because they'll still get reelected as if they didn't repeal it.
I'm going to tell you that the general aggregate of the constituency in a district, whether they're on each individual issue or not, is a separate debate. But they are going to steer who they get in that chair. On a long-term basis, they just are. I don't get McCain. I don't get that. We'll go there in a second. Folks, we'll be right back.
Under 30 horsepower diesel tractors are in high demand. Yanmar meets this demand with the powerful SA series that go above and beyond ordinary tractors with the famously reliable Yanmar engine. When it comes to compact tractors, 35 horsepower is the just right size for many people. The Yanmar model YT235 tractor fits the bill. Open platform or factory cab, the YT235 is your best choice to put a famous Yanmar diesel engine to work on your land. Look to the Yanmar YT3 series for the best over 45 horsepower compact tractor. Only the YT3 Yanmar tractors can increase your productivity and time savings with the unique, proven, and reliable IHMT transmission. From subcompact 21 horsepower to 59 acre-eating horsepower, Yanmar provides you with powerful tractors and matching attachments for the whole range of compact tractor tasks. More information at yanmartractor.com. That's yanmartractor.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The Mike Hewitt Show is brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and we're a moving.
We are moving. Folks, if you're just tuning in, Ludwig von Wiedemdorski and Miles Bauer, my co-hosts all, let's welcome, if we might, former Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court and candidate for U.S. Senate, Robert Young Jr., to the show. Sir, welcome to the Mike Hewitt Show.
Oh, thank you. Good morning to you.
Listen, I've got a whole host of probably softball questions, but since I've been a candidate before, I know that they're really not softball.
There's no such thing probably. But
there really
isn't. I'm locked and loaded.
I love it. Listen, let me ask you some of the cliche ones first, and then we can jump into some of the more difficult issues. The first off is, it's a cliche question, but it's important to me. Why are you running, Bob?
Well, frankly, because I'm so pissed off. And frankly, yesterday, I honestly thought I was going to retire and make some money. And people started whispering in my ear. I blew them off. And finally, my friend and neighbor, John Engler, called me and said, Bob, I really think you should do it. We talked a few days. And I realized I was so upset by what was happening in D.C. I said, you know, I actually have reformed government. I actually have real experience. I know government is not easy to reform. And you have to know what to do and how to do it. And I said, I've got that experience. And so that's why I decided. I mean, yesterday was a classic example. If you weren't pissed off, then yesterday you ought to be as hot as I am. So
amen.
That's why.
You've got a round of amens on that one. Let me ask you on that point. It's been a debate recently between the three of us here on the show, but then historically for the show, I've been asking candidates forever. So you're in D.C. and you're a U.S. senator. Do you vote your conscience, or do you vote how you think your constituency in aggregate wish you would vote? What's the answer to that, sir?
Well, I think it's a bit of both. I mean, frankly, this is a transition for me. I'm not a politician. I've been a judge. And when I was running as a rule of law judge, I was encouraging people to support me, not because I could do anything for them, but follow the law. I think in the political context, what you have to do is articulate your vision that the voters can either accept or reject. And mine is a very traditional Republican conservative view. The market ought to be the guiding light for all policy decisions, and the government should do as little as possible to disrupt market. People should compete, and companies should compete, and the government should keep its thumb off the scales. And beyond that, I mean, you know, that my view is that people can ask me what my policy views are. They can accept them or not. I'm also obviously interested in what my constituents think, but it's got to be a combination of them both.
I like that answer. Let me ask you something I don't think I've ever gotten to ask this before, but, Judge, would you consider yourself a constitutionalist?
Good Lord, yes.
Before a judge, I was afraid to ask that question.
21 years, I have put my hand on the Bible and sworn to uphold the laws and the Constitution of our state and nation. I am, if nothing else, known as a rule of law judge. And probably that's the reason I ended up on Trump's list of potential U.S. Supreme Court nominees. That is, if nothing else, that is who I am. And that's part of why I'm so upset. The federal government is a limited government. It came into being because the 13 colonies ceded specific powers to the federal government. It is not a general government, and it is exceeding its powers right and left. That is extraordinarily, or should be, extraordinarily troubling to every American, except those like W. Stabenow, who like to spend money and increase the size of government. You know, Debbie Stabenow loves government more than she loves us.
That's true.
And I want, you know, if I get to Washington, I'm going to put down the law.
In the meantime, Bob, one of the things I'm hearing from grassroots as we're watching this field of candidates for U.S. Senate start to blossom, for lack of better words, we collectively, us on the right side, are looking for someone that has the will and the Constitution to take the battle to Stabenow in the general election. Is that you, sir?
I believe it is. I mean, look, Debbie Stabenow is the prototypical liberal spending person. We just need to take her credit card home and away from her and send her home. She has been blessed by, I think, one thing. She is an extraordinarily brilliant politician. She's a lousy leader. Even the people who support her don't suggest she's a leader. We deserve better. I've been taking her on ever since I declared, and I intend to keep doing so. I have actually had real experience in government in reforming it. When I was Chief Justice, I shrunk the size of the third branch to reduce its size and cost. And here's the thing that's lacking in government. It's called accountability. I imposed mandatory performance measures on every judge. So we now get data, and I did something else. I started asking our customers, how are we doing? So what we got is cheaper, smaller government with better performance. And we've got data to help us know where we need to make further reforms. That's the kind of model we need in Washington. That's my experience. I want to take to Washington.
Bob, I've never heard of the judiciary take the state of mind that the folks that come and go through that process are customers.
Well, you know what? That's the problem with government everywhere. We have a civil service system. I used to be a civil service commissioner. When you get to be 66, you get a lot of experience. And either you either are stupid or you get some wisdom. I hope I've got some wisdom.
I like it.
The problem is you can't do anything with an employee. That's why in the federal government we had bureaucrats getting bonuses for having fudge data that masked the fact that they were killing vets. That's the kind of system that must change. We have to impose accountability across the board, as I did in the judiciary.
Sir, this is Ludwig, and I got a quick question for you.
Sure.
Are you willing to reach across the aisle, or are you one way and it's only our way? But would you work to make something that is reasonably responsible, a good idea, happen, regardless of whose idea it is?
Of course I am. Let me again harken back. I'm not a politician. I'm a judge. The only time I got to speak with pure Bob Young voices when I was in dissent. You know, what you have to understand is how to craft deals that are consistent with your principles. An 80% solution that advances on conservative principles is probably a good one, because the alternative might be nothing or worse. Well, in life, I mean, I'm married. I've been married for 42 years. I don't get 100% of what I want. I might get a tiny fraction of what.
Don't do the percentages on that, Bob, yeah. Or you won't get anything.
Well, I'm on good behavior right now. But you have to work with people. In fact, that was one of the major contributions. The first 10 years I was on the Supreme Court, we had enormous ugly squabbles. When I became chief, those went away. That's because I worked with people with different views to get a rule of law result. It might not have been the perfect one that I would have chosen, but, you know, you have to keep the herd generally moving westward.
Absolutely. Bob, I got to stop you because we've got to go to a break. Can I keep you over for a...
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Folks, we'll be right back.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. 2017 marks the sixth year that Sprint is sponsoring the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Starting July 7th through July 26th, Sprint will challenge fans to trivia fun and soccer-related games for a chance to win up to $10,000 and other prizes. At select matches, the on-site football fiesta experience lets you meet soccer legends like American All-Star Brian McBride, along with Jared Borghetti and others from Team Mexico. Learn how to stay connected with Sprint's unlimited freedom plan at sprint.com/copa and use hashtag Sprint4Copa. Brian McBride, Team USA.
Sprint doesn't want you to miss a single second of the 2017 Gold Cup action. And with the Unlimited Freedom Plan, you don't have to. Enjoy the best of soccer on a winning network. Works for me.
Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, age 14 or older, who at time of entry are members of Sprint Rewards Club. Sweepstakes begins at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 7th, 2017, and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 26, 2017.
Mackinac Island, still Michigan's premier destination to get away, unplug, and breathe. You can savor those Mackinac Island memories by bringing Simply Superior brand Mackinac Island food products into your home. Simply Superior presents their all-new lobster mac and cheese, a delicious American classic with a refined twist. Now available with other fine Mackinac Island products at your local grocer.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This gang's chilling motto is Mata, Viola, Controla, which means kill, rape, and control.
Associate Deputy Attorney General Robert Herr speaking to reporters about the administration's new crackdown on MS-13 gangs.
The Attorney General has issued charging guidance regarding violent crime and criminal immigration enforcement, both of which directly target MS-13 members and their associates.
The president, meanwhile, held a ceremony at the White House praising the first responders who arrived when an assassin tried to kill Republican congressmen and senators while they were practicing on a baseball field.
We pay tribute to real heroes whose courageous actions under fire saved so many lives in Alexandria, Virginia, just 6 weeks ago.
And in breaking news, a Southport, Indiana police officer in the hospital with multiple gunshot wounds after reporting to a personal injury accident. We'll continue to follow for details. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyroot for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
You're listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com.
Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, Ludwig von Wiedendorski and Miles Bauer, my co-hosts, all are helping me today. With us, our guest is former Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court and candidate for U.S. Senate, Robert Young Jr. Bob, thanks for holding over with us. Listen,
my pleasure.
I have a handful of questions. I want to try to take us in a little bit of a different direction, but let me ask one more cliche one before we dive into the deep end.
Sure.
You talked about you've got a long marriage, 42 years, I think you'd said.
Yep.
How is she? What does she think about you running all over the state in D.C. trying to save us?
Well, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't have her blessing, trust me.
Oh, no. I know that for a fact.
Yes, indeed. Anybody who's been happily married knows that you have to have your spouse's blessing to do things like this. And I was surprised because she's not political at all, but she thinks this is something I should do.
And me too, by the way. I think it's good to have your voice in the arena. Tell me something. Have you got a legislative agenda, something in mind that you're wanting to do when you get to D.C.?
Well, let me just say, in general terms, I think President Trump has identified the right coordinates on our compass. We need to do something about taxes. I just made a tour of northern Michigan businesses, and I was talking to a prominent dairy farmer up there, and I was saying, you know, I went to Harvard Law School, I've been on the Supreme Court for 18 years, and I don't think I can competently fill out my taxes. And I have a professional to do it. And he said, my tax return last year was 94 pages.
Right.
This is a dairy farmer.
Right.
I mean, we need a flat tax. We need something that you don't have to be a tax attorney to do, and it's fair. Everybody should have some skin in the game. Second, all of those businesses complained about regulatory overreach. The federal government in the last 8 years has spun out more crushing business-crushing regulations than is imaginable. And what people don't understand is that when 75% of everybody employed in our country isn't employed by the GMs or Fords of the world, it's by small businesses. GM and Ford have phalanxes of attorneys and accountants. You know, it's a burden on them to respond to these regulations, but they have the resources to do it. Think about a dairy farmer. Think about these small businesses all across our state that are struggling. And here's another important fact. Small business startups are at an all-time low for more than a decade. So if we don't start helping the people who create jobs get up and running by getting out of their way, we're going to have the same plague that has been facing Michiganders for more than a decade. The recovery has not hit Michigan. Most of us are still flat. So that's one. We have a right to know who the heck is in our country. I mean, I can't even understand the contrary argument. We have a right to know who's in our country. We have the right to keep people out that we don't want here. And so I absolutely agree with the president that we have to have a sane border policy. I'm all the above. Fences, security, technology, troops, whatever it takes to keep our border secure. It's not just a question of us wanting to know who's coming in and out. It's a secure national security interest now. We don't want people who are going to attack us strolling across our borders. And finally, we have to stop spending as much as we do. I mean, Debbie Stabenow doesn't understand the concept of don't spend. And that's why I said we need to take her credit card away. I want to go to D.C. I'm 66. I don't owe anybody anything. I've had a wonderful career. Even my detractors say it was a successful career as a justice and chief justice. But I want to go to be a disruptor. I don't want a slightly smaller government. I want a deeply reduced federal government that functions within its constitutional authority.
One of the things I want to take you back to for a second, when first off, I am a small business owner, and I got to tell you, folks, what he was talking about there, it is awe-inspiringly, and I say that as negative as possible, the amount of regulation and things that must be done, state, local, and federal. It's insane to use that term again. But the other thing is, when you're talking about taxation on corporations, the folks on the other side of the aisle clap like penguins with excitement the more that they can punish what they perceive as successful operations, seemingly devoid of the fact that the folks who are actually paying for that are citizens that are either using their products or services from Ford Motor Company that has a big banks of lawyers and accountants. If you buy a Ford, if you buy a Chevy, by the way, folks, if you're buying a Hyundai or a Kia, etc., we are paying for that. We, the citizens, people are who pay taxes, not corporations. I've never understood why that concept was so hard for people to understand.
Well, here's the problem. People like Debbie Stabenow love jobs, just not the people who make them.
That is an absolute fact. If you look at the shift towards government employment in the last 10 years, it really tracks with a handful of other things. Like, for instance, you talked about keeping our borders secure. A decade ago, our opposition, our friends on the other side of the aisle, agreed with us on that. And the groundswell of shifting on the Democratic side of the electorate is actually fearsome, and from my vantage point.
Look, Debbie Stabenow and friends are in a deep denial about the last election, and they're doing everything within their power to make this administration fail. We just can't have that kind of approach to cause a failure, because a failure affects every American. We want a better America, and that means we have to start doing real things. You know, Washington is one of those places. I don't know if you ever read 1984. It was a piece on the future where the government controlled everything. And everything was the opposite of what it was. And that's the way it is in Washington. They think a cut in spending is a reduction in the rate of growth. That's the kind of doublespeak that you have in Washington. I think a cut means you cut the amount of spending, not the rate of growth of spending.
The idea that government doesn't look at money the same way families look at money is the problem.
Of course it is. When you and I don't have enough to meet our expenses, we have to reduce the expenses or find a way to earn more income. In the federal government, they just print more money. Do you know most of our budget is locked up in mandatory spending on entitlements? The remaining part is called discretionary budget, and it includes the military, by the way. We borrow from China every year the equivalent of our discretionary budget. Now, that is the definition of insanity. Actually, the definition of insanity, as Einstein said, is doing the same thing and expecting different results. And by that definition, Debbie Stabenow is insane.
So we largely recognize China as a military threat and an economic threat, and then we place ourselves in debt to them.
Exactly.
Who thinks that way?
Debbie Stabenow.
Yeah,
thinks that. So that's okay. When Obama was in the White House, she was perfectly fine with all that sidling up to Russia. Now she's an avid Russian foe. Remember when Obama said to Romney, when he was pointing out that Russia was a problem for the United States, he said, calling 1980. This is a group of people who will do or say anything because their principles are not rooted in basic conservative thoughts, economics, or anything else.
Bob, I've got to stop you because we're out of time. Before I let the sand run through the glass, tell folks how they can find your candidacy on the Internet and get in touch with you.
It's real simple, BobYoungForMichigan.com.
They're going to find some positions and all that there?
Yep, everything. We're loading up now.
Judge Bob Young, thank you very, very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right, folks. Folks, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Under 30 horsepower diesel tractors are in high demand. Yanmar meets this demand with the powerful SA series that go above and beyond ordinary tractors with the famously reliable Yanmar engine. When it comes to compact tractors, 35 horsepower is the just right size for many people. The Yanmar Model YT235 tractor fits the bill. Open platform or factory cab, the YT235 is your best choice to put a famous Yanmar diesel engine to work on your land. Look to the Yanmar YT3 series for the best over 45 horsepower compact tractor. Only the YT3 Yanmar tractors can increase your productivity and time savings with the unique, proven, and reliable IHMT transmission. From subcompact 21 horsepower to 59 acre-eating horsepower, Yanmar provides you with powerful tractors and matching attachments for the whole range of compact tractor tasks. More information at yanmartractor.com. That's yanmartractor.com.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The Mike Hewitt Show is brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and we are still flying.
Still have coffee in the silo,
yes.
I'm just telling you. Folks, if you're just tuning in, Ludwig von Wiedendorski and Miles Bauer, my co-hosts, all are helping me. And with us, our guest is Michigan Speaker of the House, Tom Leonard. Mr. Speaker, welcome to the Mike Hewitt Show.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you taking the time. I've got a couple questions, and then maybe we can just talk in some general terms. But the first one is something that actually both of them are kind of personal to me. But recently the House, under your leadership, tried to pass an income tax reduction. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes. Yep. We tried to pass that back in February. In fact, it was actually the first bill that the House introduced, 4001. Typically, that first bill is a speaker's preference. That was one of mine. Lee Chatfield introduced that. And, you know, and we wanted folks to know how serious we were as a leadership team in terms of reducing taxes on the hardworking citizens here in this state.
When I look at taxes, Tom, forgive me for my bluntness, but I don't think that government, whether it's local, state, or federal, has a revenue problem. I think they've got a spending problem. And when I go through the budget, by the way, folks, you can get most of the budget online, it is a hair-pulling, tear-welling drama of idiocy, in my opinion. I say that most respectfully to you because I realize what you're trying to do there. But to me, the government has got a crisis-level spending problem. Am I wrong on that, Speaker?
No, I mean, Mike, you are absolutely right. And, you know, the only way you are ever going to reduce the size and scope and the spending of government is to tell government it has to get by with less money. And how do you do that? You do that by reducing taxes and giving that money to the citizens of the state versus the government.
I agree. Listen, one of the other things that's swirling around, and understand, folks, that this show is largely sponsored by Renegade River, which is a sporting goods store, and with that, that's the politically correct way of saying gun shop. And so I tell you that because I do have a dog in this race. I'm watching work through the House. I think it's hanging in the Senate now, this open carry thing for Michigan constitutional open carry. First off, Tom, where are you on that issue or that topic? And then have you got any forecasts for what may happen as it works its way through state government?
Yeah, so very interesting. I am very strongly in support of that bill and constitutional carry. And I got to tell you, it was very interesting. I know when that bill was introduced, immediately on the floor, I had one of the reporters, I can't remember if he came up to me or if he had texted me. I can't remember which one it was, but nonetheless, when that got introduced, asked me where I was at on the issue. And I said, hey, I think it's 228 years overdue or past due. And immediately that became a news story. And, Mike, I wish I had the article right in front of me right now, but the following day the Detroit News did an article, and in the first few words of the article said something to the effect of, House Speaker backs controversial gun measure.
Right.
And I was sitting there thinking to myself, how in the world did it become controversial to fight to uphold your right to keep and bear arms? And when you look at Article 1, Section 6 of the state constitution, I know we always go to the U.S. Constitution, and that's great, but Article 1, Section 6 of the state constitution says, every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state. I think that is very clear. Lee Chatfield, he gave a very articulate speech on the House floor when we passed this bill, and I would encourage any of your listeners to go watch that on Lee Chatfield's Facebook page. He made very clear, yes, we do need a permit to keep and bear arms and carry arms here in the state of Michigan, and we have that permit in front of us right now, and it's called the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Michigan. That's the only permit that we need. And I don't know how in the world we ever got into this business where we actually have to pay the government a fee to exercise our constitutional rights. So I know that's a long answer, but absolutely – I supported this bill. Now, where will it go from here? That I don't know. We did get it to the Senate. That's a good question for Senator Meekhoff. I know that he has been very good on the Second Amendment and gun issues in the past. You know, hopefully he'll discuss this with his caucus and take it up soon.
Absolutely. Now, tell me, just to make sure that I understand the mechanics of it, it does not take away a person's right to, if they decided to seek a CPL, and folks, that's where you have an eight-hour class that includes a lawyer and some range time, and what makes it so that you can go through the states that we share reciprocity with, states that recognize our training level. So some folks that are looking at this, at least in my gun shop, are a little bit concerned that it takes away the training that allows them the right to go on vacation, keeping in mind that a lot of the folks that I do business with are going back and forth to Arizona or back and forth to Florida, and most of the states that they travel through recognize our current CPL law.
Correct. In fact, the facts that we saw and the statistics that we saw was that in states where they actually passed legislation like this, training actually goes up. People understand the significance of it. They voluntarily they do more training. So we've actually seen training go up in states where they do this. And Mike, I will tell you, people, they ask me about this all the time. And I was a prosecutor for 3 years in the city of Flint. And I'm going to, you know, be very frank, straight talk. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here and probably with many of your listeners, but bad guys or criminals don't obey gun laws. Only the good guys do.
And Tom, that's just shocking. Are you sure?
Yeah. And every time we pass more restrictions, what we do is we create an unfair disadvantage, if you want to call it that, where the more bad guys have guns and the good guys don't. And quite frankly, I want to live in a society where the good guys have the guns and can actually match the bad guys, if you will. So, you know, again, I was a strong supporter of this, and hopefully the Senate does take it up soon.
Speaking of enforcing the laws, Speaker Leonard, is there going to be a time that we might call you AG Leonard?
Well, that is a good question. I know there's a lot of talk about that. I will say this, this is no announcement right now, but my wife and I, we have been doing, Janelle, she has just been a phenomenal blessing and partner to work with in all of this. We are certainly strongly considering this. I believe a decision will be coming very soon. But, yes, yeah, something I'm certainly strongly considering and would look forward to it.
How do you see the difference in the roles between being the Speaker of the House versus the Attorney General for the state?
Well, you know, the Speaker obviously controls one-third, if you want, of one stool, that government lancing, if you will. So the Speaker is constantly having to get votes, if you will, for good policy, and a lot of management and HR with the Speaker, too, in terms of with the staff, the central staff and what have you. The AG is the chief law enforcement officer of the state of Michigan, and we need to make certain that we have a conservative attorney general for a couple reasons. One, we need an attorney general that is going to fight to uphold and protect our Constitution. We need an attorney general that's going to stand with our law enforcement officers. And most importantly, probably, we need a strong attorney general that's going to be there for those AG opinions. I don't think a lot of folks throughout the state understand this. If there is a law in the books and there's a gray area and it's not clear and a court really doesn't have guidance, if a legislator issues an opinion to the attorney general and says, hey, we want to know what the interpretation is on this, that actually has the force of law until the legislature fixes it. So the attorney general has a very powerful position here in the state of Michigan. And again, it's very important to understand that the AG, if a law is not clear on something, if they're asked for an opinion and they issue that, that is law until the legislature acts. That is a very serious deal. And we want to make certain we have a conservative attorney general there to interpret those laws.
Tell me, speaking of conservative, if you would have been in leadership in our U.S. Senate yesterday, or recently, I should put a broader, but let me preface it. The three of us here, Ludwig, Miles, and I, have been having a friendly debate for quite some time about leadership in D.C. And so when we watch this latest Obamacare debacle fall apart, I have a tendency of blaming it on the constituents that continue to elect these nitwits from Maine and Nevada, et cetera, whereas Miles, my co-host, would point and say, where's the job of the whips and the leadership in the Senate, et cetera? So what say you on that topic, Tom?
Well, you know, it's very hard for me to, if you will, Monday morning quarterback a leader if I'm not there. I don't know all the facts, but I will say this. What has been very disappointing and frustrating about this Obamacare situation is you've got many of these congressmen, congresswomen, and senators voted to repeal Obamacare when they knew it was going to go to Obama's desk and get repealed, and now they will not make that same vote or cast that same vote to repeal it, knowing that our President Trump will sign that into law and repeal it. And I think that's very disingenuous. If they cast that vote before, they should cast it now.
I hope their constituents take them out of office. Listen, the music is playing. Is there a way for folks that want to reach out to you to find you?
Absolutely. You can go to my campaign website if you want to, votetomleonard.com. And then we have our official website on the state as well. If you want to go and ask a legislative question or anything like that, you certainly can reach me on there as well.
Very, very nice. Tom Leonard, thank you very much. Miles, Ludwig, Brian, folks, see you next week.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly three times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is director of scientific programs and outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss could be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists.